Lately, we have been getting a ton of emails from clients pretty much stating, hey, we heard the government is shut down. Can we fix our credit faster, or can these things automatically be deleted from their credit? And lately, I'm like, where are these people getting this information from?
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
You think it pays to have good credit.
Lately, we have been getting a ton of emails from clients pretty much stating, hey, we heard the government is shut down. Can we fix our credit faster, or can these things automatically be deleted from their credit? And lately, I'm like, where are these people getting this information from? But apparently there's a ton of credit repair or so-called credit repair videos that's sparking the interest of a lot of people on TikTok and YouTube. So let's get into it to see if any of this stuff is actually true. So for the first time ever on this podcast series, I'm probably going to be doing some reactions to some of the videos that people are sending me or sharing what they have searched on TikTok and YouTube. And some of these videos are actually pretty funny, but it's three things that can really answer your question. Number one, are the credit bureaus owned by the government? No, the credit bureaus are completely private companies. They are not associated with the government. The government has no say-so over the credit bureaus. They are not a government agency. It's similar to the company called Better Business Bureau. A lot of people think they are a government business, or you know, some type of business agency that make rules for businesses and, you know, shut down businesses if they have bad complaints. No, it is a private company that named themselves Better Business Bureau, and it's pretty much like a review center. You know, it's kind of like Google reviews, Yelp reviews, things like that. So if a customer has a complaint, they can go on the BBB's website and submit a complaint. And the reason for that, they want to market themselves to be this official review system for businesses. And, you know, they charge businesses to make their, I guess, profile look accredited, or I forgot the name that they stated, but long story short, you know, at the end of the day, it's a business to make money. That's all it is. So the credit bureaus, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian are not associated with the government. It has nothing to do with the government. Therefore, the government going through a shutdown or whatever they're going through has nothing to do with your credit scores. And I'm going to go through some of these videos here. I just think it's funny. But the next thing is, people are like, oh, well, the bureaus aren't affected by the government shutdown directly. It's the banks. Because when the government is shut down, the banks can't verify your information. And I'm like, man, you know, these people out here, this is why people hate credit repair people, or the credit repair industry in general. Regardless if you have, you know, you worked hard, you have a, you know, legit business, and you've been doing this for years, and you try to do the right thing, but yet you have all of these knuckleheads on TikTok and YouTube that's spreading rumors. It almost make me, you know, hate to be in this industry a little bit. But let's go through some of these videos here, and I'm gonna copy this screen recording on the screen here if you're watching this on the YouTube platform. If you're listening to this on the audio version of this, just listen out to some of these crazy videos. It is insane.
Be shut down, but the law is still in full effect. So let me show you how we still gonna get these 4-day deletions, even though the FTC is offline.
4 days.
Now we already know why we needed to fill out.
Okay, first of all, never mind.
About the identity theft report, because Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian bought, sold, and traded our personal information for monetary gain without our consent. That's the legal definition of identity theft. We ain't gonna go too far. But if you don't know what I'm talking about, go follow me. Go catch up with the video.
Okay, go catch up. But anyway, It's so many of these videos that are, you know, all over the internet. You know, people are just saying, oh, it's shut down, you know, take advantage.
It's been 6 years and now the government has shut down again, right? This is the perfect time for y'all to go ahead and dispute, man. Get y'all credit fixed right now and y'all dispute letters in right now. The federal government is shut down. but the only one that's still open right now is the credit bureaus. So right
again, the credit bureaus are not owned by the government. So as you can see, there's so many of these videos that's on TikTok and YouTube. And I mean, they're getting thousands of views. This girl here has 140,000 views on here. And it's just, it's insane. You know, you look at the comments, people are just, you know, asking questions. They're trying to get the info. And all of these people are just spreading around false information. So again, the government being shut down has nothing to do with your personal credit scores. Okay, whatever they got going on in the government has nothing to do with you and your 10 late payments on your credit. You know, things are only deleted if it's truly unverifiable, which the government shutdown has nothing to do with that. Number two, there's inaccurate information reporting to the account, meaning wrong information or wrong data is reported to your credit report that is not, you know, correct, basically. Number three, there's incomplete data reporting to the accounts. And then number four, if the item just, the creditor just doesn't respond to the dispute. You know, those are usually your top four reasons why something may be deleted off of your credit. And the government being shut down, doing whatever they're doing over there, has nothing to do with your credit scores. Credit repair. If you want a new house, call us.